I'm getting feedback comments from people that I should do this or should do that. But I want the people to trust the city staff and management that we have information for help our decision process that they don't have.
Yeah.
They're listening to their neighbor or their friends or whatever, and they have to trust that we have better information. As an example, Sean, today at 1:30, all of the mayors in Oklahoma will be on a teleconference call. All mayors in Oklahoma today at 1:30,
wow,
a teleconference call. So we have lots of sources of information to help us make our decisions. It may not seem like it's the right decision to somebody, but it, to us, it's the best decision when all of the information is laid on the table, and then we make that decision.
Well, no shortage of critics, of course, at a time like this, and especially for people that are in a position of authority and stuff like that. And with all of the dramatic changes, and of course, we've witnessed a lot of those. We talk about the communities in Stillwater and Norman and the precautions that they have taken. And California last night, the entire state on lockdown. As you have these daily meetings, I mean, and of course, I don't want to get into speculation, and I know you don't either. That's probably not a good idea, but I guess suffice to say that you and the staff and the leaders of Ponca City are considering options, and who knows where this goes, but you'll make those decisions as they come each day. So not asking you to speculate, but I guess all options are on the table moving forward.
That's correct. We're trying to keep our city operational as much as we possibly can. And when I say our city, I mean our businesses, people willing to work, as well as the operation of the city itself. So we're trying to keep the whole town operating as much as possible. I've had some tell me that we need to shut the city down. Well, we don't want to do that because we got people that need to work, and we got businesses that are providing services that our citizens need. We can't shut down the grocery stores. We can't shut down the hospital.
Right.
So we want to keep any business that can remain operational in operation.
Yeah.
And to help do that, a lot of our food vendors, restaurants are going to carry out. No dine-in, they're carry-out or curbside drive-throughs.
Yeah.
And so we want them to say, man, people have to eat.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of those restaurants are doing that voluntarily. They're not being forced to do that at this time, but they're making that decision. That's a good decision. Increase the social distancing for all of us in that way. And I know the city of Ponca City taking some measures as far as the library and the Recplex concerned as well, right?
Yes, the library and Directplex are providing virtual services. In other words, contact them and set up to where you can still have services, but we're calling virtual services and working basically online, and you can still function. Your life can go on.
Yeah.
It's just in a little bit different manner than what it has been.
Yeah.
Basically, we're trying to follow the president's guidelines. We're following the president, the governor, and Oklahoma Emergency Services. They're keeping us posted by the hour. I mean, anytime something changes, it may be by the minute.
Right.
But we're staying current. I guarantee you, we are staying current and doing everything we possibly can to make life as good as we can make it. It's not like it used to be, but
right,
we're trying to keep things moving as much as possible. The courthouse is closed. Our municipal court is closed.
Yeah.
People need to call in and reschedule their court appointments for a later time.
Yeah. And that's an important point too, that the courthouse is closed. I understand that there are employees that are there and they can take phone calls, but you cannot go to the courthouse for business.
It's basically trying to provide people separation because people are carriers of the virus. So,
right.
And sometimes someone may have the virus and not know it. So by keeping people separation and everybody, I mean, it's all over the news and the media how to be sanitized and wash with soap, alcohol-based solvents, and keep your distance, watch how you sneeze and cough. Contain your sneeze and cough. So it's basic you know, it's probably basic hygiene that we don't normally think about, but it's more critical and more acute right now.
Yeah, certainly. We've been more washing our hands more than I ever. I think I've washed my hands more than I ever have in the last a few weeks. One tip that I heard Mayor Homer Nicholson, our guest via phone this morning, as we have eliminated all in-studio guests as a precautionary measure. But Mayor, one tip I heard that was really helpful to me, and they said, wash your hands as if you just finished peeling some jalapeno peppers.
Oh, that's a good idea.
right. Yeah. So if you you do that, you're probably going to do it a little more thoroughly than you would otherwise.
Or an onion.
Right, onion. Good example.
Good idea.
Now, the website for the city of Ponca City is poncacityok.gov, and there, you know, because folks, you know, have utility bills that are due, municipal court fines, there are job listings and stuff. You can do all of that on that website, right?
Yes. There's no allowances. All the bills are still due. All the payments still need to be made.
Right.
And we have no reason to discontinue that.
Yeah.
We've got to keep the city running.
Yeah.
You probably heard that the garage sale the citywide garage sale for the 28th of March has been canceled.
Right.
And the great day of service for the 29th of March has been canceled. The Recplex Easter Egg Drive, Easter Egg Hunt has been canceled. So there's a lot of things like that that are no longer operating. Non-essential operations, the Marlin Mansion, the Grand Home, non-essential operations are closed. But we're trying to keep the necessary operations operational.
Yeah. Well, life as we know it, certainly very different right now. Mayor, I know that just some positive words from you, because you know, when folks think of Mayor Homer Nicholson, we always think of it's a great day in Ponca City, and you know, there's a bright side to things too, and I think there's light at the end of the tunnel, and we're all going to get through this together. What parting words would you share with our listeners this morning? Some positive words from you that you can share with us.
Thanks for asking that, because I do want to share with all of our citizens, we're going to get through it together. Nobody knows how long this will last. Please be calm. Please be calm. Don't overreact. Take it for what it is. Think smart. All of our citizens are smart people. They can think smart and act smart, and don't overreact. Just take it for what it is. Take it a day at a time. Take it an hour at a time. And it is another great day in Ponca City.
Yeah, there you go. Mayor Homer Nicholson, we look forward to having you on more as we make our way through this.
Anytime.
This crisis. All right, thank you, sir. Mayor Homer Nicholson, right there on 101 Country KPNC. And as he said, the leaders of Ponca City meeting daily to gather all of the information on the table and make decisions based on that information as we move forward through this crisis.